Jill Stein, the national standard bearer for the Green Party in this fall's election, is a doctor, not a politician. At least she used to be.
When people ask me what kind of medicine I'm practicing now, I say I'm practicing political medicine because it's the mother of all illnesses, and we have to fix this one in order to fix everything else that's killing us. And I don't just mean our physical illnesses. I mean our economy. I mean our predatory politics. I mean our foreign policy, all the rest of it.
As part of a whirlwind tour of 10 California college campuses, Stein stopped off at Sonoma State early in the afternoon. Before addressing a crowd of students, a key constituency she is courting directly, Stein used an informal press conference in an empty classroom to articulate key points of her platform, which is labeled the Green New Deal.
If we can't serve the next generation, we've essentially failed for everyone. So the Green New Deal is a broad program that provides grants and very low interest loans, not only to small businesses and to worker-owned cooperatives, community-based small businesses, to jumpstart the private sector, but also to provide public works and public services. So if you don't have a job, instead of going down to the unemployment office and collecting a check, instead you go down to the employment office and get a job improving your community.
Stein also advocates for raising the minimum wage and adopting a living wage standard, which she says would be a direct economic stimulus with widespread effect.
As long as all the money is concentrated in the top, the economy will remain in gridlock. There needs to be money and resources in the hands of everyday people who must of necessity spend that money, which is why you really want to raise the minimum wage. It primes the pump to get the whole economy moving.
Stein's Green platform also calls for forgiving most student debt and further eliminating the source of those obligations.
We're also calling for free public higher education. It more than pays for itself. For every dollar we invested in the GI Bill, we got back $7 in economic benefits. We're calling for health care as a human right through Medicare for All, which not only provides comprehensive health care to everyone, but also reduces our debt. It actually saves us trillions of dollars over the course of the next decade.
Like every other so-called third party in America, the Greens have a low profile for the most part. But with Stein topping their ticket, the Greens have mounted an aggressive and largely successful effort to win a place on the ballot in all 50 states.
Currently, we're on the ballot for about 85% of voters, so we're on in all the large states and most of the others. There are some states where we're currently litigating as well, so we expect it to be at least 85%, maybe 90%. Right now, the numbers are somewhere between 38 and 40 or 41 states, and in some of those states, we'll be conducting write-in campaigns as well. So we will be a real choice for the vast majority of voters.
With only a sliver of the money or media attention that the two major parties enjoy, Stein has no illusions about her role in November's decision-making. But her focus, and her party's, is far more than 2 months out.
We hope to turn the White House into a greenhouse, and if that happens, that's great. If it doesn't, we got plenty of other work to do from the bottom up to be able to help Greens begin to break through in municipal government and state legislatures.
Success at that level, she said, can already be seen from the Maine state legislature to the mayor's office in nearby Richmond. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.